We're doing the Ran, we're up to page Taf Mem Vav, and the Ran had started a discussion about the prohibition of turning to all kinds of magicians or sorcery, and the Pasuk tells us all the different prohibitions, or many of the different prohibitions, and then the Pasuk says, Tamim tiyayim Hashem lokecha, be whole with Hashem, your God. So you don't have to try and figure out with all these different sorcerers what the future holds. The Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, Minayin she'en sholdim ba'kaldiyim. How do we know that you don't ask the Kaldiyim? Kaldiyim, according to some, is those who ask the dead. According to others, it's those who look in the stars. She'ne'emar, as the verse says, huh?
Are those the Chaldeans?
I don't know what Chaldeans are. I don't know. You could find out and tell us. I don't know. The Gemara in a few places talks about Kaldiyim. And Rashi goes with the understanding that it's the stargazers. Different opinions. Minayin she'en shoalin b'chaldiyim she'ne'emar tamim tiyayim Hashem lokecha. How do I know we don't ask the stargazers? The Pasuk says, behold with Hashem your God. Aval kefi kesher ha'parsha she'samuch acharav. But when you look at the parasha that comes right after that commandment, it says like this, because the nations you're about to conquer in the land of Israel, they go to Kosamim, they go to all different kinds of sorcerers, and they find out the future. But you're not like that, the Torah says. Natan lecha Hashem Elokecha. Hashem has given you Navi Mikir Becha Me'achecha Kamoni. Hashem gives you prophets just like me. Hashem will give you true prophets. You don't have to go to these stargazers. So the Ran says there's a slight shift here. Yireeli od b'pshat ha'katuv. When the pasuk says behold with Hashem and then compares to the nations and your options, says the Ran, I think there's another pshat in the psukim. Shekmo she'samach lemala ma'yeh mishpat ha'kohanim achar she'amar shelo yeh lehem chilek v'nachalah im Yisrael. Just as the Torah earlier in the parasha says the kohanim don't have a portion in the land of Israel. What is their portion? Here are their gifts. These are their portion. It's like the Torah saying, if I'm not giving them a portion in the land, how am I going to take care of them? And then the Torah tells us, so the same thing is happening here. So the Torah is telling us, behold with Hashem, the nations go this way, but you should go that way. You have to look at it in context of the continuing sentences. Every nation wants to know what the future holds for them. We see that. Paro, Nebuchadnezzar. Everyone wants to know. Belshazzar, Achashverosh. Everyone wants to know where are things headed. And certainly kings, they feel a greater need to know where things are headed. So when the Torah then tells us, don't use these different types of sorcery to figure out the future, so then we also have to have some kind of tool to know what the future holds. If the nations can figure it out using these stargazers, notice the Ran is going with the opinion that there is some validity to using these things, that it's not all a lie. There is some way to access the future through the dead and through the stars, and that's the way the Gemara seems to read. So the Ran is saying, if the Torah is telling you, don't use these tools. Well, wait a second, but what tools should we use? We do want to know what the future holds for us. That's why the Torah tells us, adjacent to it, it says, Tamim tiyei Hashem Elokecha, be whole with Hashem. Ve'en safek she'tamim, and undoubtedly the word tamim, perusho, what it means is shalem, be whole with Hashem. Ve'u komer, and it's as though Hashem is telling us, lo tira pentechsar davar, don't be worried that you're missing something. K'shetimana me'elu advarim she'asarti, you might think, if I'm not using these stargazers, if I'm not using these forms of sorcery, I'm going to miss out. I won't know the stock market's about to crash. I won't know it's about to go up. I won't know war is about to break out. I won't know if famine's coming to the world. I'm going to miss out on all these things. Ki shalem tiyayim Hashem Elokecha. The Ran learns the word tamim tiyayim Hashem Elokecha is a promise. Don't worry. You'll be whole. So long as you're with Hashem, your God. Lo techsar davar. You won't miss anything. You think if they use the sorcerers and you don't, so they're ahead of you. says the Torah, Tamim Tiyeh, you're going to be okay. Don't worry. If you're with Hashem, you're gone.
Not working on Shabbat.
Yeah.
Or Shemitah, or whatever.
Yeah, but this is a phenomenal chidush. The Tamim is not a commandment. He's saying there's another pshat. Aside from the commandment, it's a promise. You'll be okay. Hashem says you're not going to be missing anything because Hashem gave you something better. Hashem gave you prophecy. That's why the Torah says the nations you're conquering, they listen to these people who say we figure out the times, we figure out the magic. The only tools they have to figure out the future is to use these different forms of sorcery. Now, this sorcery isn't accurate. Obviously, they're missing something using these tools. Even if they could tell you part of what the future holds, they cannot be able to figure out, they are not able to figure out everything that's happening in the future. That's what the prophet says about Pharaoh. He quotes the end of the pasuk. Okay, the beginning of the pasuk is Ve'ayam Eifoch Hachamecha. The Navi taunts, he mocks Pharaoh, and he says, "Where are all your wise men?" We learned it a few months ago in Yeshaya. Ve'ayam Eifoch Hachamecha. Where are all your wise men? Let them come Ve'agidulach. Let them tell you what's happening. You, Pharaoh, you pride yourself in having all these wise men who could figure out the future. Let all those people who think they know what's going on in the heavens, let them save you. Let them tell you what's about to happen. The Navi is prophesizing about the destruction of Egypt. He says, go to your stargazers. Let them tell you, Me asher yavo alecha. Part of what will happen to you, and Ubaka Kamalat Raboteinu, and the Medrash, our tradition, says the following, Mei Asher Velo Kol Asher, that the stargazers can only tell you part of what's in store, part of what's upcoming, but they can't tell you everything that's upcoming. The Navi Yeshaya says, I'll tell the king of Israel everything that's coming, but your stargazers, they won't be able to do that. Gam Yachlifu Min Bimin, and the stargazers, they don't see things clearly. They're not sure what they're seeing. So they tell you, there's going to be an attack. Well, we're not sure from where. As they told Paro, someone was just born who will save the Jewish people. And Paro asks, is it a Jew or an Egyptian? And they say, we're not sure. And then when Yocheved puts Moshe's casket in the Nile, they tell Paro, you could abolish the decree because whatever boy was going to save the Jews has already hit the Nile. They look in their stars and they see the boy that was born that was going to save the Jews from Egypt is in the Nile now. So you can abolish your decree. So they didn't get it, right? So machlifin min b'min, they don't see things clearly. And sometimes what they know in advance is actually counterproductive because they don't really know. They don't get it right. They try to accomplish something and sometimes they accomplish the exact opposite. So then the benefit you get from these sorcerers is not whole. It is actually very lacking. Avalata, that's what the pasuk says. You are tamim. You are going to be whole so long as you're with Hashem, your God. Lochin natan necha Hashem elokecha. You're not that way. Hashem's given you something else. Kikdimu lachem neviim yashlimu inyanechem bechol ma shetitzterchu elav. Because Hashem has given you prophets who will give you everything you need. Bechol ma shetitzterchu elav uomron avim kibucham achecha kamoni yakim necha Hashem elokecha inav tishmon. That's what the pasuk says. Hashem will give you a prophet just like me, and listen to him. It is well known that the prophet was not only tasked with giving us guidance in the Torah. Prophets were also helpful in things that people didn't know. Why did people go to a sorcerer? Where are my lost donkeys? So I'll tell you. Well, the Navi will tell you exactly. Right? We know the story of Shaul. Here he gives that example itself, as we find with Shaul. So, part one, says the Ran, Tamim Tiyeh, is a promise. You're going to be whole, Im Hashem Lokecha, when you go with Hashem, because the sorcerers give inaccurate information, the prophet gives very accurate information, the sorcerers give incomplete information, the prophet gives complete information, and so the Navi promises them they will be whole when they work with the Navi. And here the Ran alludes to a concept, he says only two words about it, that the Navi would help people in other things other than just keeping the Torah. I shouldn't say just. Other than keeping the Torah, they would also help them on just, on things that are less important, even on practical matters of their lives. Rav Pesen Zatzal was fond of quoting a Gra in Mishlei, that the Gra in Mishlei says that the Navi was also people's personal trainer. People would come to the Navi, and the Navi, with his prophetic understanding, could tell each person what their path in the service of Hashem was supposed to be. Meaning the Navi was a prophet, right? So when people would walk in, he could tell each person, you have strength A, B, C, and D. You should use those strengths to serve Hashem this way. In other words, what the Gra develops there in Mishlei is the idea that within Taryag Mitzvot, we have vibrant colors. There are many ways to serve Hashem. You have the person who is in charge of all the chesed. You have the person who is in charge of the burial ceremonies. You have the person who's in charge of the sick. You have the person who's in charge of the children. You have so many angles to serve Hashem. You have the person who's a loner, but he can crunch numbers. So he's going to work on maybe fundraising or doing the numbers for the Beit HaMikdash. There are many angles, right? So you have the genius who knows how to build. So he's going to build the Mishkan. You have a Bezalel who's a kid, but he's a super genius kid. And he can figure out how to build the Mishkan better than Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have different strengths. And we don't always have a handle on how to use our strengths in the service of Hashem. And each person is supposed to have their path. There isn't just one path. There are many paths. And that's our job. But the Navi, says the Gra, would help each person find their path. And when the Ran says the Navi was tasked with teaching Torah, but also with giving guidance in other areas, so the Gra takes that idea and develops it also in the concept of Avodas Hashem. That the Navi would help each person, would help us find the paths, what to stress, and how to develop our own path in Avodas Hashem. If we already mentioned it, I'll end the dismal ending of what Rav Pesen Zatzal used to say with that, and that is, he'd say, take a look at the Netziv in his introduction to Torah, to the book of Bereishis. So the Netziv over there writes that the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash came as a product of people calling one another an apikores. People would say, my way in the service of Hashem is right, and anyone who's different than me is an apikores. And second. And so Rav Pesen Zatzal would connect this Gra with the Netziv. And he said, why didn't it happen in the first Beit HaMikdash? Because when you had a prophet giving you a stamp of approval, this is the way you should serve Hashem, then everyone could respect that you did things different than them. But when there's no prophet, so if I'm doing it this way, and he's doing it that way, and he's doing it that way, so I look at him and I say, wait a second, why is he doing that? Right? I have a friend who works in Hatzalah. I have two friends who work in the ambulance corps. And they work nights, and they work days, and they work very hard. And I once said to one of them, you know, we miss you in shul. And I meant, literally, I thought he was davening in different minyanim. I thought he was davening in a different shul. So I wanted him to know that his presence is missed. And he says to me, yeah, I also miss davening in shul. He spends most of his Shabbos mornings either in the hospital or working to save lives. So he also misses shul. Wow, okay. I wasn't aware of that. The Rav Pesen used to say, you have to see the two together. That the reason the Second Temple era brought upon us an era where people were questioning one another's avodas Hashem was because people couldn't get a stamp of approval. So then it was up to everyone to decide, is he right, is he wrong? And then people would very often decide, he's wrong. They would look at it and say, that's not the way to serve Hashem.
People also said the Navi was wrong.
Okay.